come on. Woo! Say it, come on. Woo! Say it, come on. Woo! Say it, come on. Woo! All the blessing of the Lord, His goodness and His love, the wind of the Spirit. Did I catch it? Or did it catch me? Did you catch it? Or did it catch you? Say, did I catch it? Or did it catch me? Did I catch it? Do you catch it? Did you catch it? Can you catch it? Can you get it? Can you believe it? Can you say it? Can you seize it? Can you know it? Declare it. Did you catch it? Or did he catch you? Did you catch it? Did he catch you? Did you chase it? Or did he chase you? Did you chase it? Did it chase you? Never been a day like today. I say there's never been a day like today. There's never been a day like today. Just say there's never been a day like today. Did you catch it? Or did he catch you? Did you catch it? He's taking you through. Did you catch it? Or did he catch you? Did you catch it? He's taking you through. Say, did I catch it? Come on. Did he catch me? Did I catch it? Too great to see. Did I catch it? How much better could it be? Did you catch it? Did you catch it? Or did it catch you and me? Did you catch it? Did you catch it? Or did it catch you and me? Hey, did you catch it? Oh. Did you catch it? Oh. Did you catch it? Did you catch it? Or did it catch you and me? Just say, did I catch it? Did I catch it? Or did it catch me? So great to see the Spirit of the Lord so surrounds me. Come on. Just step on in. You can only win. Doesn't get better than this. Doesn't get better than this. Come on. Come on. Kick it. Woo. Worship Him. Say it. Did it catch it? Or did it catch me? He said, draw nigh to me. I'll draw nigh to you. Did you catch it? Did you catch it? Or did it catch you? Did you catch it? Did you catch it? Or did it catch you? Did you catch it? Did you catch it? Or did it catch you? Did you catch it? Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Where you going? What you saying? What you doing? What you knowing? Where you going? What you saying? What you doing? What you knowing? Where you going? What you saying? What you doing? What you knowing? Where you going? What you saying? What you doing? What you knowing? Worship God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. Just lose control over you. Gotta lose control over me. God's in control, can't you see? Gotta lose control over me. God is watching over me, don't you see? Gotta lose control over me. God is watching over you and me. Say, gotta lose control of me. God is watching over you and me. The world tries to make us think that we have to take control. And what is the world but the mind of man that wrestles against the will of the Father? God said, I will do greater things than you could imagine. You wouldn't be able to ask me enough to overwhelm me with what I would do with you. But I will overwhelm you, says the Spirit of grace and wonder, if you will simply lose control of you and say, Lord, and mean it with all your heart, not my will, God, but your will be done, and see what God will do that you hadn't imagined that he could do. This is that day. This is that day. When's it going to happen? This is that day. When is it going to happen? This is that day. This is that day. This is that day. This is that day. Say it with me. This is that day. Say it. This is that day. This is that day. Say it. This is that day. This is that day. This is that day. Today. Today. This Sunday. At this hour. In your space. This is when it begins. What God has planned for you from the day you were born. Before you came out of your mother's womb, he knew every part of you. He knew every purpose he laid out before you. He knew every step you would take, everything you would break, every doubt you would have, every question you'd ask. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the ever-present one, and there is none like him. You can't enter into his courts half-hearted or full-minded of yourself. But we enter into his glory in his courts with praise that he is God, that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Prince of Peace, the Mighty One. He is Lord. Today it begins. Today, today, not tomorrow, today, today, not later, right now, right now, right now. God wants to give you everything that he's ever promised you. He wants you to be able to touch it, see it, handle it, praise him for it. He wants you to be able to parade it around as a testimony that says, look and see what God has done. He wants you to walk in the courts of thankfulness saying, I couldn't have believed that this would have been possible had it been left up to me. I would have despaired unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord, but I did believe. Huh. Did I catch it? It, the spirit of his will, or did it catch me? Go ahead and ask me. Not sure I could tell you. I reached out and there he was, and he reached back and here I was, and God said, you belong to me. Oh, great things are happening this very moment. He's given you the power to pull it down this very hour. There's no time span between God and man. He is the first, the last, the beginning, the end, the everlasting one. The great, holy, and mighty God. God is touching you right now. Your body is accepting the healing power of his spirit. Your mind, your soul, and your body is receiving by his stripes. You are healed right here, right now, this moment. Walk into this prophetic inclination of the Spirit of the Lord and receive what God has already done. He is here and now. I will say of the Lord, this is the day. Take no thought for tomorrow. Say, this is the day. Come on. Get excited in this house and say, this is the day. If two or three will agree concerning anything, that thing upon which we agree, it shall be done today. God has made people with whom he has given treasures and merchandise and influence and power. He is moving their minds, making them remember something that he said about you. Don't have to know you. Don't have to believe you. don't have to trust you. But when God says it is done, it is done. It is done. What is it? What could you imagine? God will exceed it. You really don't even have to ask Him for everything you think you need. He says, I know everything that you have need of. Consider the lilies of the valleys. They don't toil and they don't spin. Yet your heavenly Father clothes them unlike any wardrobe that Solomon ever had. Amen. This is the day. This is the day. Come on, fuel that fire. Come on. Throw another log in. Give the Lord a shout in the house. When they glorified the Lord, they shook the earth. They moved the nations with praise. Are you any less than they are? You say, if we could only see that day. Why do you act less than they believed then? Why do you believe less now? The God of heaven has descended upon the nations of the earth, and the Lord is filling every corner with His will and wisdom. Do you believe what man says about the nation you live in? Or do you believe what God has said about your nation? Don't listen to the chatter. You'll make it matter. Don't listen to the voice unless it be the voice of the Lord. Don't listen to the chatter. It'll make things matter. Just listen to the voice, the word of the Lord. Don't believe worldly chatter. It'll make you clatter. Just believe the word and the voice of the Lord. I'm shaking the nations with revelations. I'll make them tell the truth, even though they grit their teeth. I'll send witnesses around them to go and confound them. So when they open up their mouth, the truth pours out before they realize they've emptied themselves out. For the word of the Lord is true. Amen, amen. The word of the Lord is true. For the word of the Lord is true. Amen, amen. The word of the Lord is true. For the word of the Lord is true. Amen. The word of the Lord is true. For the word of the Lord is true. Amen. For the word of the Lord is true. For the word of the Lord is true. Amen. For the word of the Lord is true. For the word of the Lord is true. Amen. Yes, the word of the Lord is true. Who taught us to have church? Who taught us how to worship and praise? Who laid down the rules? It's God that laid the foundation of the earth. It's God that draws praise out of His people with a sincere, honest heart that has been surrendered to the will of the Father. I shouldn't be able to shut you up once we begin to praise the word and the glory and the honor and the favor and Almighty God. The praise of God should be pouring out of you. Out of your belly should be flowing rivers of life-giving water. You're worried about the minuscule, minute things. You're worried about things that can spend. You're worried about things that can be gathered and counted and numbered. But God says, don't you know what I do is beyond reason, says the Lord. What I do is beyond the will of man. What I do is exceeding and beyond your imagination. Trust in me, says the Lord. Will I not do the wonders in the earth that I did before in the wilderness, says God? Why are you downtrodden? Why are you sad? Why do you cry? Why are you mad? You should rejoice if you know I have gone before you. Restless nights and you lose your sleep. Get up and praise me. That's your key. And I'll show you my great and mighty hand, says the word of the Lord. Shah. Do Shah. Shah. Do Shah. Worship Him today. It's the only way. There's no other path from here to there. Worship Him, I say, and do it now, today. There's no other path between here and there. They were called the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Because there's no other way between here and there but the word of the Lord. Don't despair. Don't despair. Hear what I say and do not question it, not one time. Give the Lord praise for where He has brought you. Give the Lord praise for all He has taught you. You are right. It defies the natural senses of mankind. But isn't it glorious that the Lord is in the midst of the cloud and the sea? Isn't it glorious that God stirs the dust of the desert and out of it He feeds? From an empty heaven, God fills it with food. Bread rains down on the earth. Is He not the living bread today? Why are you not gathering and rejoicing and saying, why would I fear anything that man could do? For the Lord is with me. And yet I question, did man do it or did God do it? Give the Lord a shout. Say, it is I, the Lord. It is by His hand, by His voice, and by His command, I have nothing to fear. I will celebrate today, saying, look what God has done. This is the feast of His habitation. And so we give you praise. Oh man, tomorrow isn't going to remember what it was yesterday because of today. Look and see what God has done right here, right now. Joseph, break the storage units open. Let the grain pour out into the nations of your people. Elevate those of a doubtful mind, God, to a place of feeding, so they are nourished not by their word or what they see, but by the grain God has given you. This is the day. Open the cisterns and let the water flow. Be anointed and baptized by the Spirit of the God you say you know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean unto your own understanding. For my word is not troubled, you, says God, but your own understanding has caused you to lose sleep. It is your understanding that has caused you to be troubled in your mind and in your body. Your bowels ache because you doubt that I will do what I have said I will do. Lift up your voice and rejoice and feast and celebrate the day of your faith. For the Lord is pleased when you believe in Him so completely. In you I rejoice, in you I praise your name, in you I glorify you, my God. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is that? Perfect in all your ways, loving and kind, great and good, present to embrace your people with the warmth of your presence and your peace. With joy and righteousness. God, in it we give you praise because you've given us breath to do so. We pull upon the heavens of God and of His Christ, and we declare that the glory of God has descended upon the earth, and the fruitfulness of His will is sprouting and breaking earth even today. Today, change made a difference. Today, God has done what He said He would do, because He found a vessel to pour through. And this is that day. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout in the house. Are you a little bit tired? Do it again. Give the Lord your strength. Break it up. Set it on fire. Worship the Lord with all your attire. Glorify Him. He is Lord of lords and King of kings, mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the great and mighty one, the flame of fire, the breath that parted the sea, the Lord that divided the nations, God who raised heaven and earth, the Lord who created the void, the Lord who filled it, the Lord who is wondrous in all His ways. We bless His name. Can't let it die. Stoke the fire. One more time. Come on. Throw another log in. Come on. Come on, do you know how to do it? Do you know how to praise the Lord? Do you know how to independently, dependent on God, worship Him? I refuse to preach until this place is filled with praise. Do you believe He is who you say you believe He is? Is He the everlasting one? How present is God? I don't know. Let me hear your praise of your God out of your mouth. Let me feel your praise in the house. Let's make heaven restless today with our praise. Worship your God. Worship your God. Until you're tired. Worship your God. Until you have no more strength. Give your strength to the Lord, He said. Give me your strength. Worship me, He said, with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Give the Lord your strength one more time. Come on. You can do better than that. Do it again. Come on. Come on. Come on. God said, worship me. He said, worship me with your whole heart and all the strength that lies within you. Worship me. Jesus poured Himself out. He poured Himself out in prayer. He poured Himself out in surrender. He poured out His blood for your sanctification. He poured Himself out upon the very altar of the living God. He made Him a curse for your sake. Can't you muster up the strength to worship God, to rejoice in your time of trying, and say, the Lord God has pressed me to this place. The Lord is squeezing the juice from the grape to make new wine, to fill new skin, to intoxicate the nations of the earth with His Spirit that dwells in you. So, Lord, we praise You. So, Lord, we worship You. Holy and great is Your name. The Lord would give you unfound favor and unfound strength if you would empty yourself of your own. How long has it been since you poured yourself out before God? Not because you were in trouble, not because you were afraid, not because you needed something, but you just wanted Him so bad. You just wanted to sense His presence. You wanted to feel clothed in His glory and just be shadowed by Him and just know, God, I can tell You're here. I can discern Your presence. How long has it been since you filled your car or your room or your closet with praise? You ask the Lord what to do, and the Lord is telling you what to do. You ask Him for an answer. Are you asking Him for His answer or approval on yours? The Lord is great and glorious and God Almighty. He is the Lord to be feared, to be revered and reverenced and honored and praised. He is not a statue that you set up and decide when you're going to talk to Him and when you're going to worship Him and when you're going to praise Him. Come on. You can take your seats. I hope you're tired. You'll appreciate your seat more. God is blessing today, today, right here, right now. God has poured out His blessing. He's spoken to your resources. He's spoken to your businesses. He's spoken to your family. He's spoken to your lives. Today, God has increased you. Today, God has made you wealthy. Today, God has raised you up. Today, God has empowered you. Today, God has given you the promise of His will, and His will come to pass. His word is true, and in Him it's yes, and in Him it is amen. His word is everlasting. His word doesn't change. The blessing of the Lord, this is what it does. It makes rich and it takes all sorrow out of the way. God increases you in measures and ways you would never imagine. And it's here today. And if you can't see it, it's because you lack worship and surrender and complete faith in who He is and that He is God with you. When the wind blows, it's because there is a void. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void. Did you hear? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth that He created had a void that He created. And the Spirit of God moved upon the void. And God said, "Let them be enlightened." What you fight against, God creates. So many times people want God to do great things in their lives, but they don't know they need great faith to do that. One time the disciples came to Jesus and they said, "We tried to cast this demon out of this guy, but it just wouldn't go." And Jesus said, "It's through much prayer." You have to acknowledge, you have to know who you are. You can't walk up randomly and just address things because you say you believe. Your life has to be and bear the witness of your faith. That means we don't hate, and you have occasion to hate. It means we don't hold grudges, and you have a reason to hold a grudge. It means that you may feel all the doubt in the world and see all the negative around you, but God says, is it negative or is it a void? And who created the void? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was void. Who created that void? The word in Genesis tells us God did. And what is that void? It's the everything place. It's the all in all place. It's the presence and the place for the omnipresent God. It's the place of wonder. This generation, God has set you up for a government that will acknowledge God as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, as Nebuchadnezzar did. They will bow down and say, "Truly you serve the true and living God." But where are the Shadrach, Meshachs, and Abednego? Where are those that are willing to go into the fire? Have you ever wondered why the great acts of God seem to involve people at the end of their rope? And why was that? Because only the kingdom of God, God made it very clear, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Jesus' message, the entirety of His ministry was all about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is at hand. Can you hear Him saying it? Guys, the kingdom of God is at hand. What are you waiting for? You're waiting for another day. You're waiting for another season. You're waiting for someone else to applaud you or someone else to come along and pick you up. Today is the day. Jesus said to the man at the pool of Bethesda, He said, "Get up and walk. What are you waiting for? This is the, I'm giving you the word. I'm giving you the word. Get up and rejoice today." Amen. If you can't trust God at the end of your rope, then you don't have much value in the rope that you call faith. Amen. What's dangling at the end of yours should be your life. Is your deepest and longest prayer, "God, help me, get me out of this," or "God, get me into that," or "God," or is it, "Lord, reveal yourself to me as the deer pants after the brooks of water, a thirsty deer out in the wilderness, just thirsty. So my soul longs after you, oh God. I'm just so thirsty for you, Lord. How are things going?" "I don't know. Great, I guess. You have any problem? I don't know. I just hungry. Yeah, I have a problem. I have this deep thirst on the inside of me that I can't quench. I just closed one of the biggest deals of my life, and I'm so thirsty. Jesus said, bring it, make it an offering to me. Just worship me. You have an opportunity. You have a trying time. God says, I wish to bring it as an offering to me. Instead of trying to get out, I wish to just bring it to me and dump it on the altar and just say, God, this is your hand. You're doing it all. Did your faith get you in trouble? Well, that's what it's for. Amen. What you think is trouble. So God used your faith to get you in a place of being desperate for him and you're upset about it? What's wrong with you? You said you wanted to preach the kingdom of God. You said you wanted to bring people to Jesus. Are you there? Do you want them in the same position you're in? Do you want them to know that there is no more desperate situation to be in than to be desperate for his presence, for his voice, for his word, for his love? How desperate can you be? How desperate have you ever been when everything seemed okay and you just knew that everything wasn't okay unless Jesus was honestly the way? It's like a wealthy individual coming to a person, and this person is destitute and homeless and penniless, living under a bridge or out in the bushes somewhere. We see that. I've driven by and went, oh my God, my God. And you think, man, if I just had like a billion dollars, I'd just go and, that wouldn't be the answer. Might be the worst thing you could do is throw money at it. Stop throwing money at the void God has created for his presence. And fill it with praise. Amen. Wind blows because a high pressure system comes in. It rises. The air rises. The gases within the air. It's a response to the sun. Yours is a response to the S-O-N. Yeah. The heat comes. The flames come. And the air rises. The dense air rises. It becomes lighter and lighter and lighter. And then the void has to be filled because God is complete in all his ways. So the earth will always respond that way. It has no choice. That's you. And it's like a wealthy person coming up to this person who is void of resource and food and money, malnutritioned, dying for lack of nourishment. And this person walks up to them and says, hey, tell you what, got a beautiful home, paid off, paid for, tax-free. Have a bank account with your name on it and all the resources you'll ever need. And it's all yours. You just have to receive me as your all in all, your benefactor. I mean, who wouldn't say yes? Maybe some of you in the house today that would say yes. Maybe some of you watching today that would say yes. But imagine the benefactor just simply saying, all I want you to do is acknowledge that I'm doing this because I love you. There's no payback. But I want you to love me back with your whole heart. Just love me back. It's all yours. Imagine that person going, checking it out, saying, wow, it is there. It's true. Saying it's true, declaring it's true, telling the neighbors it's true. And they're going back in the bushes or under the bridge. Why? And you may not even have a reason why. Well, I'm telling you a reason to leave under the bridge, to leave the bushes, and to step into the mansion God has created for you. Because he loves you so much. You need to love him back with the same strength that he loved you. He said, if you're going to follow me, you have to take up your cross. You're going to have to follow me. What is it we don't get about that? I sometimes am bewildered. What is it you don't get about that? He said, lay it all down. He told the disciples, he said, when you go out there, Go out there with nothing. I don't want you to take any provisions, no food, no money, nothing. Go. And if you got it, get rid of it. Because when you take this step, I'm going to lead you. Where does faith get you? Well, with Moses, God empowered Moses. God instructed Moses to lead a nation of people into a dry, barren, thirsty, hot land. That's where his faith got him. And why does God do that? Why would he? Well, it really shouldn't matter at some point why he does, just that he does. And he's God, and you trust him. Maybe he wants you to die in the wilderness. How about that? Give the Lord praise. Yea, though you slay me, yet will I serve you. But it's a little clearer and easier to see than that. Your faith will lead you into a place where you have no dependency on yourself. You can't blame your ancestors. You can't blame your boss. You can't blame your congregation. At some point, you just have to come to the point you say, kind of like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lord, we'll go anywhere. And we come out, we know we'll come out, but we come out one way or another, either in body or in the spirit. But one thing we won't do, we won't bow down and serve this God of fear, because that's exactly what the king raised up, a God of fear. What do you mean? Well, he said, if you don't bow down and worship, I'll kill you. And that's what the earth says. Says to you today, the world. If you don't bow down and worship me, if you're not afraid of me, if you don't surrender to me, I'll kill you. I put before you, lay down your life for Christ. Go ahead and die by surrendering all that you have and saying, God, it's all yours. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. So whatever God allots to you to be steward over, do it by faith. Your faith will lead you sometimes into the wilderness where there's no water, there's no food, and there's no road. Because God wants the nations of the earth to revere the God in you, to honor the God in you, to worship the God in you. God could have led them another way. They'd have been in there in a few days to go into the land of Canaan. And then they could have died there because they weren't prepared in their heart. But God said, I'm going to lead you out. And he said, I'm going to do wonders that have never been seen. God gave them promise, but they didn't really hear. What God said is, he said, when you go before your enemies, they're going to be terrified before you. They'll melt before you. And we can hear those words and just think, when we just step up there, they're going to go, whoo, I'm afraid of you. Is it because you didn't take a bath? You didn't comb your hair? You didn't put your makeup on? What were they thinking? What are you thinking today? They will fear you. They will honor you. They will worship the God you serve. It's because they're going to follow your faith. And your faith has to be something out of the ordinary. It has to be something extraordinary. And so God said to the people of Israel, I'm going to lead you into a place where you couldn't possibly survive. And I'm going to allow an army to come after you couldn't possibly defeat. And I'm going to bear witness that I'm God with you in glory and wonder and spirit and truth and in power. And if I don't take you where you need to go, no one's going to revere you. No one's going to fear you. No one's going to worship the God that you serve because you look just like the rest of them. Why should they? But where I'm taking you, I, says the Lord, am taking you. You think your faith got you in trouble, but your faith got you in the void where the wind will blow. What's happening with our business? What's happening with our family? God is calling you to give him all your strength, to celebrate his goodness, and to make today the greatest season, the greatest day of your life. It's not coming out of, it's not just falling out of the sky. The kingdom of God is not simply a city. put on display that's going to drop out of the heavens. This is what Jesus said when they asked him about the kingdom of God. Where it is, who it is, how it is. Jesus said the kingdom is God, of kingdom of God is not coming in a way that you can observe it. That kind of throws religion in a tailspin. The kingdom of God is not coming in a way you can observe it. And if it did, you wouldn't know it anyway. You wouldn't recognize it because it doesn't look like what you think you need. The void we think we have in our lives is when we need things. We need stuff. We need money. We need silver and we need gold. God said to his disciples, he said, when you go out, I'm going to give you everything you need. I'm going to give you the power to seek my kingdom. And then everything will chase you down. You'll bear witness to the power of God working in you. Nations will bow before me throughout generations. Talk about a wonder. Talk about a lasting memory. Talk about a legacy. Not the one you would leave, but the one God would give you, Abraham. Something to be remembered. Look and see what God has done. If that person turned away from the individual that said, I'll give you all the wealth, I'll give you a home, and you don't have to worry about it, and they walked away and went under the bridge, that's Jesus today when he's saying, I'm going to give you everything. You don't have to have enough money to buy it. I just need you to know that I love you, and I want you to love me back. That's the word of the Lord today. That's the word of the Lord today. In most cases, you still have too much stuff, even when you think you don't have enough. But this is the kingdom of God. It doesn't come with observation. Let me read it so you can see my eyes scrolling across the words on this page. For the kingdom of God is not coming in a way that it can be observed. Nor will anyone be able to tell you where it is. Nor will anyone be able to say, look here or look there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within the midst of you. The word says God wills, he's able and he's willing to do exceeding abundant beyond all we know to ask or think. But it has to be incorporated with the power that is working within you. How is God going to make the kingdom of his power manifest? Jesus told us it's going to be manifest through you. And the first thing you have to do is acknowledge that he is God. And here is the kingdom of God. Here is, what is the kingdom of God? Like any kingdom, like any providence, if you want to know the mind of the king, look at his providence. Look at what he's built. Look at what he's erected. Look at the laws. Look at the ordinances. That's the mind of the king. You want to know how the king thinks? Look at what he does. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is when we as a body, you as a people, you as believers, have this prayer, have this testimony. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want any good thing. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Where are you today? In the path of righteousness. You're in the middle of the kingdom of God. It's happening today. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I just don't care. Matter of fact, there's a bit of celebration there because you're with me. Hell is saying, we didn't call them here. How did they get here? And they're walking with the light of God. I will fear no evil. God's promise to his people was no evil will come nigh your dwelling. So I believe that with every fiber of my being. No evil will come nigh your dwelling. Well, this happened. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference what happened. I want to tell you something. If the devil was vanquished from the earth today, you wouldn't know the difference. Because the devil isn't required in order for man to disbelieve God. When are men driven into war and fighting and all kinds of chaos? When they're driven by their own lusts that war within them. I am encouraging you today to worship God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And to live in the kingdom. Are you desperate for Him? Are you hungry for Him? Do you feel like you can't make it without Him? Welcome to the kingdom of God. Amen. And through God, that God's going to part the sea before you, and the nations are going to know it. He's going to give you the land of promise. Here's the word. You will get there. You will get there. And where is there? Just beyond you, but not out of reach. Touch the heavens and pull on the kingdom of God and say of the Lord, you are my strength. You are my God. You prepare a table before me. You do it in the presence of my mockers and my scoffers and my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. You're anointed. You're anointed. Walk in your anointing, Daniel. The lions won't hurt you. Walk in your anointing, David. The giant will fall before you. So Joshua, Caleb, and 10 other of Job's comforters go and spy out the land as Moses told them to do because God told them to do it. See what your faith says. And they came back with a negative report. They go to spy out the land. And they go to a house of a woman of ill repute. Her name is Rahab. Bad rep. And they go up and they're spying out the land because they want to see. And the word says that Rahab came to him before they could lie down and go to sleep. And she said, listen. You never know what voice God's going to use to encourage you in the faith. And she says, keep in mind, God took Moses' faith, and Moses' faith took him into a very dry, barren, there's nothing here place. Okay? That's where his faith took him. That's where your faith's taking you. The real faith. Great faith. And Rahab says, I want you to know that everyone here is terrified because of your reputation. The Amalekites, the giants, the great men, the men of stature, war, renown, power, wealthy, they're terrified of you because every place your foot trods, God gives you the territory. He gives you victory. And your reputation has spread all over. She said, there isn't one person. Everyone melts when they hear your name. Because they have heard of the wonders of your God. Had they not been in a wilderness, had Moses' faith not led them there, they could have went in and fought. And you know, there were times that the armies lost. But when they believed by the word of God and they went in, empty-headed, but full-hearted of faith. God gave them the victory because this is why. The kingdom of God rules in the nations of men. That's why. If you're listening to politics and you're afraid, I'm not going to say shame on you, but I'm going to say, what are you doing? Do you think they're going to tell you? Is there a prophet among them? Paul got in trouble for listening to a seer. Who do you believe? Do you have the faith to draw the presence of the King into your nation? If we will worship, if we will rejoice, if we will praise the living God, you think the numbers are going to tell you who's who and what's what? Haven't you learned by now? When the righteous are in rule, the people rejoice. So let's rule. God has given you the greatest position of power and authority you could have imagined, beyond your imagination. He said, empty yourself out and do it at the word of the Lord. You know how God has honored you. Fear not, for I will turn all back that presents itself as defeat and a sane prevailing wind or enemy. And I will show you what I have done with it. Isn't it in my hands, says the Lord, to do what I will, as I will to do it? Will you trust me? Will you trust me? Will you trust me? That's the word of the Lord. That's what he said. Are you taking your time, your opportunity, to come before the altar of God, that place of worship? Have you taken that time and cried out in fear and desperation or hurt? Or you're upset because it isn't going the way you want it to? Or are you saying, God, before you I fall, before you I surrender, before you I humble myself and I give you praise. Thank you. I don't know what it is, but that's what you said you do. You said you do what exceeded my imagination. Be encouraged at the word of the Lord. You're not in a bad place. You're in the best place. And this is the greatest season of your life. God is doing great and mighty things through you. He is elevating you to a place where you can look and say, God did it. God brought it. God made it happen. And he did it through my praise. And I enjoyed the entire journey. And God gave me renown. He gave me a name in the nations of the earth. And they called me a person of faith. They that believe the true and the living God. So I rejoice in you. I trust you. I praise you. Have you ever wanted to see God so involved in your life and yourself walking in such great faith that you could speak to a rock and water would come out of it? Yes. You're there. Speak to the rock. Rejoice in the Lord. Moses had to stand up before over a million people and say, see that rock in this really barren, hot, dry place? Water's going to come out of it. If you feel embarrassed, give God the praise. If you feel humbled and humiliated, give God the praise. I can assure you, Moses was. He laid his life on the line. You know what those people were like. Where was it? In a dry, empty, there is no water here place. That's where God does what he does. God gave Moses and the people this presence of power And Rahab says there, the people's heart melt before you. They're afraid of you. You get it? They're terrified of you. They hear your name and they shake and they tremble. Isn't that awesome? Those people got to go back and go, man, I know they're big. I know they're strong. And it is a land that flows with milk and honey. But Joshua and Caleb got it. They got it by the word of the Lord. They're afraid of us. They're terrified. Rahab said they're weak. Their strength has left them. When the walls came down, so did the people. There was so much fear and terror in them that they fainted. People passed out. They walked through the streets with people lying in the streets, and no one even struck them with a sword, for they were so fearful. God will make people bow to your faith. And when they bow to your faith, they're not bowing to you. They're bowing to the God that you have believed, the word of the Lord that you have trusted in. Amen. You've taken a stand and you've said, the word of the Lord is yes, and in him it is done. Amen. That's how we change the nations. By taking opportunity of those times that God gives you. And even if you don't have an opportunity where you're poured out or you're spent, but you fall on your knees in desperation just like you are. Just like you were desperate for something. And what you're desperate for is the presence of the Lord, the kingdom of God. Jesus' answer when they said, how do we pray? He said, pray, the kingdom come. Your will be done. And then people stand there looking for it. If it dropped out of heaven, you wouldn't know what it was. You'd think it was a meteorite or something if you didn't know the heart of God. You do what they did when Jesus was there. The kingdom of God was there. And they wanted him to do a miracle so they could condemn him. What is wrong with you? Do a miracle so we can condemn you for a miracle. Miracles don't grow on trees. If it's a miracle, he must be God. Carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can it be. It is hostile towards God. Oh, but the mind of the Spirit can see farther and deeper. Where is this glory? Where are these glorious expressions of God? Just beyond you, but not out of reach. Reach up, lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Lift up your hands and rejoice. Do it today so tomorrow can speak to you with peace. So tomorrow can testify to you and say, look and see what God has done. Oh my God. And if you've been abundantly blessed, you have no worries, don't be afraid. There's still time. Cast it away, fall on your face, and become desperate for God before the moth and the rust and the thieves come and take what you have because it wasn't secured. Let God build it, because what God builds, God watches over. And that's what God wants. You say the kingdom of God, but do you know what you're talking about? Except the Lord build the house, those that build it and those that watch it do all in vain. The Lord is building the house. Bring your offering and worship him, praise him. Bring an offering of praise and thanksgiving and honor the Lord at this time. You don't know how long this opportunity will last to bring everlasting change into the nations of the earth. Father, we pray today. We pull upon the heavens of God and of our Christ, and we pray this prayer as you taught us, Jesus. Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. your will be done in earth and in us as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer, we pray in Jesus' great, glorious, and mighty name. And when they say to you, how did you get here? You can say, my faith brought me here. And you are welcome, because in this, it's now fully in God's hands, because my faith has brought me as an offering before the Lord. I have done what God said. I have emptied myself out according to the word of the Lord and according to the prophecies that God has brought to me. And so I stand as a sacrifice, as Christ is called. I present myself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is my worship. And the Lord will be glorified. Now you watch and see. You come together, you unite with me, you join me, or God will wash you out and he will wash in another. The Lord will separate the chaff from the wheat. Say on all that you will, but the Lord has already spoken and God will bring it to pass. The Lord will do as he has promised. The Lord will make an example of you. The Lord will say, look and see what I have done. And you will say, that's what I've been saying. Look and see what you have done. Look and see. 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 God's going to elevate your mind. We can get stuck in where we were and what we were doing and what we were planning and what we were hoping for. I planned a message today that I did not bring to you. Good for me. And I studied a long time. And there it is, maybe for next Sunday. Who knows? Not my will, your will be done. Standing at my seat, I'm going over some of my notes as Devo's worshiping, and the Lord just said to me, what are you doing? And I knew not to say another word. I understood exactly what he was saying. And so here it is, unread, unfinished, undone. God's saying to you, what are you doing? Don't you know I'm God? You think I forgot? You think I missed a day? Do you think I'm sleeping? Don't ask man what he can do. Ask God to do his will. And he'll do it, because his will rules in the nations of men. There's a flood of transformation and change coming. There is also a lot of the chaff leaving and the seed making itself known. There are a lot of thorns being thrown in the fire and burned. And I'm not talking about hell. I'm talking about God is removing what is not fruitful and productive. Amen. There are those that just become common in their common ways. They become comfortable in the faith that got them where they are, and they have no desire for faith to take them somewhere they haven't been. But you do. So go there. And don't worry about those that lag behind. They belong to the Lord. And the wheat and the thorns grew together. And the servant came and said, for this is the likeness of the kingdom of God. Should we tear the thorns and the weeds out that are mixed in with the wheat? And the Lord said, no, let them grow together. I have a plan for all of it. The wheat will overtake the thorns. And when the wheat produces the fruit, it will be quite evident who is who and what is what. God will get you there. And where is there? Where you are right now. This is the greatest season of your lives. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house.